Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. My name is James D. Newcomb, and we have three scripture readings to go through this morning. Isaiah chapter 10, Genesis chapter 7, Proverbs chapter 9. These three are rather short passages, so this episode will be a bit shorter than the others. They're all already rather short, but this one is even shorter. We'll begin with the book from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 10, verses 12 through 20. When the Lord has finished all his work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, he will punish the arrogant boasting of the king of Assyria and his haughty pride. For he says, "By the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I have understanding. I have removed the boundaries of peoples, and have plundered their treasures. Like a bull I have brought down those who sat on thrones. My hand has found like a nest the wealth of the peoples, and as men gather eggs that have been forsaken, so I have gathered all the earth. And there was none that moved a wing, or opened the mouth, or chirped. Shall the axe vaunt itself over him who hews with it, or the saw magnify itself against him who wields it? As if a rod should wield him who lifts it, or as if a staff should lift him who is not wood. Therefore the Lord of hosts, will send wasting sickness among his stout warriors, and under his glory a burning will be kindled like the burning of fire. The light of Israel will become a fire, and his Holy One a flame, and it will burn and devour his thorns and briars in one day. The glory of his forest and of his fruitful land the Lord will destroy, both soul and body, and it will be as when a sick man wastes away. The remnant of the trees of his forest will be so few that a child can write them down. In that day the remnant of Israel and the survivors of the house of Jacob will no more lean upon him that smote them, but will lean upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth." We continue with the book of Genesis, chapter 7, verses 6 through 9. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came upon the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Of clean animals and of animals that are not clean, and of birds and of everything that creeps on the ground, two and two, male and female, went into the ark with Noah, as God had commanded Noah. We conclude with the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verses 12 through 18. If you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you alone will bear it. A foolish woman is noisy, she is wanton and knows no shame. She sits at the door of her house, she takes a seat on the high places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who is without sense, she says, "Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant." But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. That passage from Genesis is very short, but there was something in it that stuck out to me that I hadn't really noticed before reading that passage, which I've read many times, and that is the mention of the wives of the sons of Noah. If they weren't married to Shem, Ham, and Japheth, they would have perished in that flood, wouldn't they? shows the bonds of marriage. Here in America, in 2024, the institution of marriage is in peril. We just don't take it very seriously, do we? Even Christians sometimes marry and really have no idea what they're getting into, nor of the sacredness of the sacrament of marriage. The church, by and large, has made marriage just another thing. It has made it common. Not necessarily profane, but marriage is common, even in the church. But here we see the wives, the women who had married these men, they had no business surviving that flood outside of the sanctity of marriage. So that shows that they took it rather seriously back then. I think that there's something that we can learn from that family here today in 2024. My name is James D. Newcomb, and I am the host of this podcast, as well as the podcast called Overtly Orthodox. You can subscribe to this podcast, the Overtly Orthodox podcast, and find out more about us at overtlyorthodox.com. Thank you for pressing play and joining me in this journey through the scriptures. This is something that is released every single morning. And sometimes it is recorded in the morning. As you can hear, I have morning voice today, but that's just the way it is. The show must go on, whether you're physically prepared or not, or physically optimized, I should say. Sometimes you just have to get it done. Well, I do appreciate you spending your time with us today, and we will close, as we do every episode, with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.